financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
Bear Country 95.3. It's Bear in the Morning. I'm Jess, and I'm joined by the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hey, Jess, what about the rest of us?
What do you mean?
You know, the people who aren't, they aren't young enough to get a discount because they're a student. And they're not old enough to get a perk because they're a senior.
And this was what we talked about for Saturday's show. And it was fun because I'm all about Groupon, discount, matinee movie. Anyway, I can save a couple of dollars.
Yeah, we talked about sneaky little discounts that, and sometimes big discounts that you probably qualify for and don't even know it. So these are not things that you have to be low income to qualify for, or
right.
You have to be a certain age. Everybody can use these, even the people that are under 25 or 30 and even the seniors. But there were some fun things, and we went through a whole list of them. So, you know, just a couple little highlights. One might be ask your HR person for some of the discounts that we're talking about. You may already have a discount on your cell phone through the company you work for.
Yeah, but I've never thought that you would get a discount through the company.
You just have to remember that when there's power, when there are numbers, there's strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they have a lot of employees, they may get a good deal and they may pass that along to employees. You might get a discount on software, or if you shop at that big red Target store, I gave you some ways to get serious discounts there on everything from groceries to baby items, right? Travel discounts we talked about, that things that we never talked about before, right? That would allow you to really save money when you're traveling. And one of my favorite things was about AARP. And remember, I said, we're not talking to seniors here. Seniors can use it, but there's an AARP tip we give in this show that will tell you how you can take advantage of those discounts. And they are huge. AARP is enormous. They get really great, great rates on all kinds of things.
Yeah, there was a lot of tips that I'm planning on using right away. So if you like to save money like I do, don't miss Saturday's show. In the meantime, though, I want to give out your phone number.
Of course, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess. Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I am good. What are we covering today?
All right. If you're not young enough to get a student perk, right, a student discount, you're not old enough to get a senior perk, you're stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any discounts available? And it turns out you do. Lots of them that you may not even know you qualify for.
Okay. This is my kind of show because you know I love like a Groupon, a discount of any kind. Makes me happy.
Well, we want to make you happy, Jess, that's for sure. Okay, so really, you know, what about the rest of us, right? Those sort of sneaky discounts that you might not even know you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be honest. I mean, students and seniors get all the breaks, right? And the people in the middle, you know, you're either waiting until, wow, I can't wait till I get my senior discount, or you're just trying to figure out how are you going to stay afloat.
Or you're trying to tell the kids that they're only six today. Only six.
Have you done that? Have you actually done that?
Done that. Like when you got into like a restaurant and it's like kids under six eat free and they're seven. You're six. Anybody ask you, you're six.
You know, it's funny because I'm tiny, right? I'm 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. My family used to drive me crazy when I was a kid. I mean, this is a little personal stuff, but that's what we're talking about today is personal savings, right? And they would say, oh, no, you can do it. Tell them you're under 12. And I'd be like 14. I don't want to tell them I'm under 12.
Right.
So how can you save money if you're not going to do that? All right. First up, and we're going to talk about things like tuition, home discounts, you know, you name it. We're going to talk about it. Shopping discounts.
Okay.
Right? All right. But first up, let's talk about home. We just off air, we're talking a little bit about it's a heat wave right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And I don't have an air conditioner on purpose. Well, I have an air conditioner. I don't run it. I run the whole house fan at night and I draw the cool air in. But that means you have to have cool air to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not able to do that, and even that uses energy, How might you save some money, regardless of whether you're low income or what age you are? Doesn't matter. You don't have to qualify for this. There in almost every state is some sort of savings program like we have here called Mass Save. So there's an energy program of some sort. Now, we've talked about this before, that you might save money on your heating system or a cooling system. You might get a 0% loan, or you might just, you know, get a big discount or some reimbursement. But did you know that you can get it on a refrigerator or a humidifier or a dehumidifier?
Is this if you buy like a specific kind, or?
It's if you buy one that is Energy Star rated, right?
Okay.
So you can get like $75 back, I think it is, on a refrigerator, and $40 back on dehumidifiers through Mass Save if you live in Massachusetts. So you can just go visit Mass Save. That's M-A-S-S, three S's, MASSSAVE.com. And you can book a free home energy audit. So the audit's free. Then they're going to give you a bunch of energy saving light bulbs and some other information. They will reimburse. I think it even might be 100% now. I remember getting 75% reimbursement on my insulation in certain areas of my house.
Okay, so this is mainly, though, if you own and not rent, right?
This is if you own and not rent. However, that's a really good point. Tell your landlord. Want to be a friendly, happy tenant? Hey, guess what kind of discounts we can get?
Save me some money.
I've been listening to the Money Doctor, and she says if you call, you can get these discounts. All right, let's talk about one that I think you can tell me if you know this. That if you do, it's fine, but I was surprised to find this. Amazon household sharing. Your Amazon Prime account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you share? What do you mean share? Like share the products you buy?
Two people in the same household can share that membership. That's $139 savings a year.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody just uses mine in my family, whether they live in my house or not.
Well, I suppose that's true. But, you know, I have a situation where, you know, we have two people that don't always live in the same house, right? But we have another address that's similar, and we can share that Amazon Prime account between us as long as things get shipped there. So, but that covers your streaming, you know, everything under that one Amazon account. So rather than paying $139 a piece for each of you, you know, maybe you have an adult child living with you, or maybe there's somebody living with you that is not your spouse or partner, and you didn't know that you can use a sharing, but you can. So you could either split the cost with them, right, and each share half, or you could just be a nice person and say, hey, use my account.
Yeah, and also be careful if you keep your credit card in there, because if you have a nephew like mine, suddenly I have like a new movie release that I've rented like three times a week. I'm like, oh, did I enjoy that movie? And he'll just rent right on there.
Yeah. Well,
a separate issue.
A separate issue. Yeah, I actually had a client who had several grandchildren. He was the nice grandfather, and they were all living with him, and he would come to me and say, can you help me? Because there's all these charges on my bank account. And I would call the bank and they'd say, well, it's legit, you know?
Yeah.
So, speaking of that streaming, here's a little streaming trick, you know, you can use. You can rotate, you know how we talk about credit reports? You can rotate your credit reports. So you draw one from one credit reporting agency and one from another the next quarter. Do the same thing with your streaming. You know, instead of having them all loaded up together, pay for Hulu while you need it, maybe watch it for a few months, cancel it, then pay for Netflix for a few months, whatever. So that they're not all on all at the same time.
So yeah, that's a good idea. And a lot of times the shows are staggered. So like a new show will be out on Hulu and then another new one might be coming in the fall on a different thing. I also do my little trick. If there's a show I really want to watch and I know I'm going to watch it quickly, I just do the free trial for 7 days.
Yeah.
Make sure I watch it before the trial is up and then cancel it.
We did call this sneaky tricks, and that's one of them. I am a big fan of the trial and cancel. If I love it, I keep it, right? But if it's not what I wanted, or if I only needed it for a moment, you know, you can cancel. That's why they allow you to cancel.
Yeah.
If you pay annually, if you have the cash flow to be able to pay annually, probably doesn't make sense to put it on a credit card at a high rate, right?
Yeah.
You have the cash flow to pay annually, or you can put it on a low rate card of some sort and you're sure you're going to pay it off. Paying for it annually will save you some money. Like Disney will be $132 a year, but if you pay for it annually, it's $109, right? Mm-hmm. So all of these little things add up. They really do. Let's talk about auto and travel because it's a time of year
Okay.
that people are traveling for vacation. Well, people are always traveling for vacation, right? But this time of year, people are really, traveling. Gas prices are high, all of that. First thing I want to tell you is there's two big box. I hardly ever talk about a big box store, but today we're going to talk about a few because it means discounts, right?
Okay.
Power. Power means discounts, lots of people. So Costco or BJ's, if you're traveling, even if you don't shop for bulk items there, right? You can get your travel discounts there. And they offer things like rental cars and hotels and cruises, much lower than, am I going to say it? I don't know, Expedia, it's right? It's lower than those things, up to 30% lower. So here's an example. I looked up a rental car from in Boston. If you could rent a rental car, it was a 5-day rental car was $60 rather than $100 at some of the other sites.
Per day, you mean?
Yeah, per day,
Yeah,
right? Yeah, no,
okay.
yeah.
Like, where are you getting 5 days for $60? I'm going there.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, but $40 over 5 days, maybe it doesn't sound like much, but when you're trying to travel on the cheap, you want these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's a tank of gas, or hopefully for a small car. Yeah.
For sure. Amtrak does the smart fare thing. I think we've talked about this before. They do a smart fare thing where they rotate their fares, Boston to New York. Again, this is in Massachusetts. You can do this anywhere the Amtrak is. Boston to New York on a rotated fare was like $32 instead of 68.
What does a
Okay.
rotated fare mean?
A rotated perk, actually. So
Oh,
they
okay.
don't always have it, but this week it might be
Right, so
Boston to
check
New York.
always
Another
because you don't
week it
know.
might be. Yes,
Okay,
exactly.
got it.
Auto insurance, if you're going to drive your car, right? Auto insurance perks, less than 7,500 miles a year, you can, if you have a clean driving record, get a pretty good discount. But guess what? You
What?
have to ask for it. Most of the
Yeah.
insurance companies are not going to give it to you. But like Geico and some of the other companies, up to 30%
Oh,
discount
that's really good.
is huge on your auto
Yeah.
insurance, right?
Yeah.
But they won't tell you unless you ask because they don't want to give money away. Now, I want to remind people that this is not if you are low income. It's not if you are under 25 or over 65. These are tips, perks, savings that everybody can use,
Well,
right?
don't you find, especially being a financial coach, it seems to me like the people that I know that have more money are more frugal and more, they find these kinds of things. It's not like they're just blowing money on whatever. It seems like they're really smart about what they're spending the extra money on versus what they're not.
I don't find
In
that.
general, you don't, okay.
No, I don't find that. What I find is that people with plenty of money who don't, I mean, maybe they have a little more time or they care a little bit more about big vacations where they see big numbers, like we're going to, Europe for 3 weeks, then they'll
Right.
shop, right? But most of the time it's like, yeah, I want that rental car. I got enough money
I'll
to
just
pay
get
for it.
it.
I don't really care. Where I do see that and it does matter is the what we used to call the middle class, right? The rest of the people that are not making a fortune and not skimping. They're kind of like doing okay, probably in their maybe not peak years, but building up in their late 30s, up to late 40s, or even early 50s. Then they're saying, no, I really want to do this well, and I'm going to look at this. I'm going to put it into AI and ask where my best discounts are. I'm going to put in those travel sites and see how things compare. So yeah, I think people are, especially right now, the reason I'm doing this show right now, especially, is people are cutting back on things, and they may
Yeah.
be cutting back on things that don't need to be cut back on, right?
Okay. Another tip that you have brought up before in a past show, which I think is really important right now too, is when you're getting gas, make sure you join all those rewards programs because, we're worried about gas going up, but even 5 cents a gallon. I just did it yesterday, like putting in a phone number to save it because a lot of times you forget and some places go up to like 10 cents per gallon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been doing that same thing for a long time. And one of the stores that I have that at, I have a few of them, right? But one of the stores that I have that at tells you what your lifetime savings are. And
Oh, nice.
I'm up to like $385 in gas savings at 10 cents a
Yeah.
gallon. I don't do anything about it. I just go to that station and I look for the price, right? I don't know. Yeah, I used to feel like when gas prices are low, if you're driving to the next town for a penny off your gallon, you're
Right.
wasting your money, right? But
Yeah.
when gas prices are higher, 10 cents a gallon matters. You know, you start to add that up, right? Well, 10 cents a gallon would matter even if they were low, I guess. But you get my point. When prices are higher, people really start to find those deals, and that stuff does add up. And if you don't have to do anything to get it, that's fine. You know, speaking of that, there's a lot of retail shopping discount things that we can talk about too. One of them that comes to mind is one with a big box store. You'll recognize it with a big red dial and white rings around it, right?
Giant red
And
balls in the parking lot. Yep. I
So
also did something that was really smart yesterday that I think you're going to be proud of. So I want to tell you about that too coming up.
great.
All right. If you want more info, you can go to hugyourmoney.com and we'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, next on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess.
We're talking about discounts. And what's interesting is you didn't tell me we were going to be talking about this. And yesterday I just did this because I have, 9 million subscriptions because I got rid of cable thinking I was going to save myself some money. And of course I've got all these TV ones. So I went through it. I'm like, oh, I don't really need this one. I don't need this one. I don't need this one. So when I went on to cancel, then all of a sudden all these offers popped up. Like I'm paying, I don't know, $12.99 per month for, say, Acorn, because I like those murder mystery things. And they're like, if you keep it for 3 more months, you can get it for $2.99 a month.
Wow.
Or Stars, I think, was like 99 cents a month instead of what you're paying if you'll st so sometimes if you go and act like you're going to cancel, if it's something you really want to keep. I mean, I know what you're going to say, like if they're talking you into staying and you didn't really need it, you're not saving money. But if it's something you were planning on keeping anyway, if you do that, sometimes they'll give you a discount.
You're right, that is what I was going to say. But yes, I think that's true. And I actually tell clients that, tell them you're going to leave. I just told somebody close to me, they were paying almost $300 a month in their internet, Xfinity stuff, right?
Oh,
And I
yeah.
was like, you can't, don't do that. Just
Yeah.
call them and say, no, I want to unbundle things. I want to leave. I'm going stream. They hate that word, stream.
Yeah.
But you can save a lot of money. Absolutely. No, I think, all's fair in love and war and getting discounts, especially if you're in that area that we're talking about where you're not young enough to get the student discounts, you're not old enough to get the senior perks, you're in the middle. Of course, everybody can use the tips we're giving you. They're not age specific, right?
Yeah.
But for those people in the middle, the working generation that or generations that don't fit on either end of that pole, here's some tips. I told you we would talk about retail and everyday shopping tips.
Okay.
So the store with a big red circle, Target, right? Target Circle has, I don't know if you've shopped in a Target lately, but depending on the size of the store, they now have grocery area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, you can save on things, including fresh fruit. It's one of the most expensive things we buy is fruit, if you're looking at fresh vegetables and fruit. So you get personalized discounts. On produce, pantry staples, baby items, you name it. It's free to join and it's easy to clip coupons right from their app,
So it
right?
goes like right on your phone, probably, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
super easy. And you get some discounts, right? CVS has, and all these are free to join. Well, CVS has a little fee, I think,
Yeah.
$5. Maybe no, maybe it's free. CVS has an extra care pass thing. I think you pay $5 a
I
month,
think you
but you
pay
get,
$5 too.
yeah,
Yeah.
you pay $5 a month, but you get $10 in promo bucks. That's what it
Right.
is.
I will say though, with Target, okay, even though you're clipping coupons, I go in there and spend way more than I had planned because I always find 12 other things that I like. Do you actually go in there and just get what you need?
So I am pretty good at that, believe it or not.
Okay.
Target's not a store that I shop at a lot, to tell you the truth, but it's a good place to get some discounts. Yeah, I tend to make my list. I really practice what I preach. I
Okay.
sound so geeky, right? But You know, I also have a lot of experience at this. I have experience at being very poor, right? I have experience at digging out of a bankruptcy. I have experience at, launching a business, at growing it, and having to do a lot of things on a shoestring budget to begin with. So, that you get some chops on that stuff. I know you know what I'm talking about, raising children, right? Yeah, as a single mom, you hone some skills about getting discounts. And one of the things I have is I tend to make a list when I'm not rushed, when I'm not hungry, right? When I, you know, when things
That's a
are
big one.
calmer. Yeah,
I also
late at
still take
night.
your I still take your tip always that put it, leave it in your cart for a while and then decide at the end, which is so smart.
Give it a ride in your cart. That's what we say. Give it a ride in your cart. And if you still love it before you get to the grocery, I mean, before you get to the checkout, then you keep it. But you don't make these decisions at the checkout counter because that's where the pressure is. If you ever find yourself saying, well, I'll just get it and I'll return it if it's not right, then you don't really love it right now. Right? Although
And then
I'm
also,
big
it's the
on returning stuff.
most dangerous place is by the cash register because they have all those last minute items.
Yeah, impulse buys. Yeah. I will say though, I am a strong believer in returning things. If I get something and it's not right, right? It's broken, it's not what they said it was going to be, you can bet I'm clicking that button and returning it, right?
This reminds me, I have an Amazon package in my front seat of my car right now that has to be returned.
Well, they've made it so easy though to return things now. Drive it over to the UPS store or whatever. It's a piece of cake. So don't be shy about returning things. Never let guilt make you keep a package, for instance, like, oh, I ordered it and I shouldn't have, so I'll keep it, right? Their models, believe me, the models are made for you to be able to return things. These companies are not going broke on it, or it wouldn't keep happening that you can return things for free. So.
And this is also another area too, kind of like we talked about with the TV. Like, for example, I got Madden a basketball hoop for like a he's six, so it was like an indoor basketball hoop at Christmas time, and he didn't like it. So I was going to return it, and then as I was returning it, they're like, "Are you sure you want to return it? We'll take $30 off if you don't return it." Like they were offering, and I still wanted to return it, but just if you check with that, sometimes it's the same thing as like the TV where they'll give you a discount in order to not return it.
I don't believe you that he's six anymore. I think he's eight.
He's giant.
So I think that is very true. In fact, I recently had a very interesting experience, just the same sort of thing. I ordered something, it came in. There was nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't working for my application. So I said I wanted to return it. And they said, keep it. For free, just keep it. They don't, they, and this has happened several times, keep it for free. They don't want to pay the shipping back. The product was not worth as much in product as it was in shipping that they had to pay. So they
Well,
just
that
said,
didn't
keep
happen
it.
to me, but that would have been great.
You might find it more and more these days because shipping costs are going up. Everything's going up, right?
You
But
gotta double check though too. Like you always tell me to double check, and I did double check on this. And when I returned it, I waited, I don't know how many days to get my refund on my Amazon account, and they minus $10 off for, I don't know, some like problem with the product, like a damaged box or something, or it was used. And I called them on it. I'm like, I never even opened this, so I want that $10 back. And they did credit me back, but I almost think that they do that to see if you even notice.
you wonder. I mean, I wonder about this stuff too. The days of people paying attention and going, let's build this model so that, we won't, we'll do this and see if they notice. I think it starts with humans like that. But I do think that huge companies like Amazon are using algorithms. And I'm sure they are programmed to do certain things like that that are a little sneaky, a little sneaky, so they don't have to pay the money. Speaking of a little sneaky, though, you can be a little sneaky and get some of these discounts. One of the things you can do is you can put some browser extensions on. These are little free things that just hide up there in your browser bar, but they work behind the scenes. I think we used to talk about one called Rakuten or something like that. Rakuten, I think, was one of the names. But right now, I'm talking about Retail Me Not, Retail Me Not. And
I've heard that.
Honey, right? Those two, they find discounts. So you can save 10 to 15% on some of these items if you just have that little thing up there. Nike, Macy's, Old Navy, they all give discounts to those RetailMeNot and Honey things. So if you're buying things like that, you don't have to search for codes. You just add here. You're clicking on it right now, Jess.
Well, I saw one that was like there was one that was Capital One Shopping, and I'm like, is this a scam or is this legit? You know, where they say they save you money.
Yeah, you do have to be careful. Do your research, check, you know, any, that's a good point. Anytime you're worried about it, type something into a browser. Is this a scam? Look at Snopes. Is this legit? It will, you'll get stuff that will pop up saying either this is not legit. It's a scam. Stay away from it. Or there's not enough information to know yet. That always worries me. If there's not enough information to know yet, it's too new for you to trust it. If you're patient, or if your birthday is coming up soon, you can go get a birthday discount at places like Panera, Sephora, Starbucks, you know, free drinks, free pastries, mini makeup kits, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Before we run out of time here, and we're almost out of time, I bet, I wanted to hit a couple of things that were really important. One is employer discounts and one is tuition reimbursement. They sort of go hand in hand. You ask your HR person, right? You may already have discounts on things like your cell phone, believe it or not, through your employer, Verizon, AT&T. So, yeah, a gym membership, I think some people know about, like, you know, through their health benefit.
Yeah.
Sometimes office software like Microsoft or Adobe, you might get a discounted rate if you're buying the program just because you're an employee of a certain company.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, yes, financial wellness, whether it's through our company, Hug Your Money, or it's a different plan. But ask about financial wellness, which may be a perk, a free perk or a discounted rate through your employer. And then last but not least, tuition. Some of these companies will reimburse tuition, you know, up to $5,250. So usually your first year, what a freshman would get in college, if you're not doing the free tuition thing through, you know, community college already.
Mm-hmm.
A few examples would be Starbucks, Amazon, Walmart. Those places will reimburse for tuition. So, you know, always check their websites. Never just trust that I'm always right. I'm not omnipotent. And but it's a good lead to start getting some discounts because, you know what? You work hard. Your money should work harder and smarter.
Another quick thing just before we go that you mentioned before, a lot of places where you think, oh, a senior discount, you have to be 65. There's a lot of places that start at like 50.
You know what? Great last tip. AARP. I can't believe I'm saying it. You do not have to be 50 to join AARP and get the discounts. You can join AARP at any age. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, let's get your phone number.
Sure.
If anybody has any questions or more info.
Of course. 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. This was fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know what we'll do next? We'll have coming up senior tips. We'll do an episode on senior tips and an episode for students or people under a certain age, under 30.
All right. Perfect. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, right here on WHMP.
Underwritten by Mission Granted, chase your
dream. Financial literacy and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
That nobody's telling you because nobody cares enough to actually give you the truth. You're missing the moment. Or every time somebody walks into the open house, your voice goes up an octave. Or when you're talking to them, you're rocking back and forth and you don't realize it. There are all these physical cues that people are just not getting. So it's a tough love workshop.
You're swiveling back and forth.
Yes. It's hard for people to plant themselves in their power.
Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the money doctor, Dr. Frances Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm doing good. And we have a guest today.
We do. If you want to take control of your financial future and find out why real estate might be just one of those most powerful, underutilized tools to do it, you want to stay with us. Joining me today is someone who lives and breathes that mission, Courtney Polis. She's the broker, CEO of Acme Real Estate, founder of Real Estate AI Coach. Listen up, folks. It may not be quite what you think. And author of Break Up With Your Rental, a title I love. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
Well, it's
are you
pleasure.
A fan of Wile E. Coyote is what I want to know.
You know what? People ask me that all the time, but no, that's not where the name comes from. And it's
okay.
Not an acronym.
Where does the name come from?
We're an anti-brand. I was getting really frustrated. You know, our industry has been primarily male dominated and primarily corporate owned. And real estate is one of those, still to this day, it is one of those big kind of industries that has a lot of private equity, a lot of Vanguard. And, you know, even though it seems like you're choosing from a bunch of different options, you're really not choosing. They're all owned by the same entities. So Acme's an anti-brand. It's a generic brand name so that we could put our clients first and really create a custom branded approach for each client as opposed to marketing just some corporate brand. It's a rebel brand. I'm a bit of a rebel.
It's me. It's me. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
So you've had, what, 2 decades in the industry of helping people, especially women. And there's 3 of us on screen today. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I would say step into financial independence through property ownership, right? And you deal with mindset and education as well, right? So talk to us a little bit about that. What's your thinking behind buying real estate if you're a woman?
Well, there are 2 pieces to it. And I will say we are seeing leaps and bounds of female home ownership. So that's amazing. What the book goes into is really the idea that somebody's going to save us, right? Like we're taught as children that we wait, you know, we have to be superwomen. We go to college and then we get out and then we find Mr. Right. And then we buy the house. Then when we find Mr. Right and start making babies, and that's what home ownership is. That's grandma's version of home ownership. And then you never sell. But the modern woman usually is getting married a little bit later, having babies a little bit later, having a career. And yet this piece has fallen out. Like we come out of college strapped with debt, not thinking, hey, maybe I could pay the same amount buying a condo as opposed to paying rent. And then at least I have an appreciating asset that when in 3 years I go to refinance or sell, gives me a chunk of money that I can pay off my student loan debt. For example, that's just one example. And I know there's good debt and bad debt and it's weighed differently and all of that kind of thing. But a lot of people make choices based on their debt load, choices in life, choices about their partners, choices about what jobs they want to work. And they live in misery until they break free from it. I'm trying to shorten that misery period with the book by just saying there's many ways to get in here. And I don't know about you, but I was never raised in a home that we owned. You know, I didn't learn about it until I was in my 20s. And I was kind of late in my 20s. I'm like, dang, nobody told me about this. When I got into real estate, I had a 500 credit score. I was loaded with student debt. I thought I was never going to get out of it. And real estate really created a path to financial stability that I couldn't even have imagined. And that's the thing. It's one of those few pathways to legacy wealth in America that's left. And it's always under attack, I should say. So you kind of have to get in when you can, where you can, which is one of the best pieces of advice I ever received.
I have to agree with you. I did grow up in a house that my parents owned, but they struggled to do it. And I bought my first house when I was 21. I had a good credit score, but you know, single, buying my first house, it was not a piece of cake to do. And that is where it started. You know, I was able to turn it over in a year's time. So a lot of that is common between us. We should say, are you in Los Angeles today or Florida? Where are you?
Yeah, well, I go back and forth between Los Angeles and Florida. I have a brokerage in Los Angeles and a brokerage in Florida. Right now, I'm in Orlando, Florida. We're just launching the new Acme headquarters in Orlando, which is really cool. It has a big social media studio, and we're about to expand our team there. So I'm here providing support to our broker on the ground in Florida, and I head back to LA next week.
Great. And you have, how many agents do you have now?
We have 35 in LA, and we have 10 in Florida. That team is about to expand. But a lot of that is really conscious. With real estate brokerage ownership, it's not the same as corporate brokerage ownership. Corporate brokerage ownership is about numbers, algorithms. You want a big number of like low to medium producers because you can take more profit off of those. The high producing agents really cost the company money, but it's good advertising, right? So your splits are different. They don't make the company a lot of money. It's the mid-level producers that make brokerages money. With real estate being always changing, but in this moment of consolidation, in order to keep a boutique brokerage afloat, you have to have a slightly different algorithm. So we are really making sure that our team is not rookies. A lot of people get into this business and think they want to do it. And once they realize, oh, it's not as easy as it looks on TV, they don't really want to work. And let's face it, it's not for everybody. And it is something that needs deductive reasoning skills, contract skills. You need administrative and emotional intelligence. And that's just not everybody's forte. Some people really need to be hand fed. Like, this is what you need to do. Every day looks the same. And real estate is not that. So it's not for everyone. And we just, you know, we've kind of pared down our team in order to just keep the people who are really committed to growth.
Really quickly, speaking of the TV shows, have you seen an uptick since all those selling shows have come out, Owning Manhattan and Selling Sunset and all that? Have people wanted to apply thinking it was just that?
100%. Now, remember, in Los Angeles, there's always this feeling like something big could be around the corner, like a TV show could just be waiting for you. And if you're like an actor who's out of work, you get your real estate license, or maybe, you know, I had a TV show on FYI Network too. Like, sometimes you just kind of get handed shows. Anything can happen, but those shows are such bull. I can't, sorry, I hope I can say that. Am I allowed? You know, it's so bad. I was on Million Dollar Listing, and it was a real transaction. I have to say, James Harris and his team, they're like, you know, class acts, like 100%. It was a real transaction. It was filmed after the transaction, so it wasn't real time. Mm-hmm. And my client didn't actually want to be on camera, so her sister pretended to be my client on the show. So, you know, it's fake, but the reality is we don't negotiate that way. We can't just say the things that they say on TV. There's a liability. It's a litigious industry, and when the market is tight and people are feeling this anxiety in the housing market, those lawsuits, you know, it's just dangerous for a rookie to get in. So yes, there's an uptick in interest. I get probably 2 to 3 emails a day from new agents who are like, I heard about you guys and you have an incredible training program and I'd love to get in. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're just not accepting people who are 5 deals or less. And then even when we do interview people, we make them do a deductive reasoning exercise, and we actually see what their contract skills are. So we have them write a contract in our office to make sure that they're aligned. We ask them questions about situational awareness. What would they do in this thing or that thing? Ethical understandings of the code of ethics, for example, ethical understanding. We try to really get to it in the interview process. So we're just not one of those brokerages that takes anybody who applies. And that's kind of the big box model, a little different than a boutique. We have to be careful.
You know, we will certainly talk about your coaching that's coming up and things like that. You have a couple of interesting and new programs coming out, but they're based on the fact that, you know, anybody can take their real estate exam, but almost none of that is really about the kind of training that we want these people to have, because a lot of brokers will hire anybody with a new license because they're making money on them. So I really admire that you're critiquing people and you're setting the bar higher for brokers, because it's one of the largest expenses, the biggest purchases you will ever make in your life. You are, when we talk about financial wellness, you make a comment about understanding your money and how it moves and not giving away your money power. Can you share with us what that might look like for someone who's just starting out?
Well, just starting out means a lot of different things, but the number one most important thing is that people who are wealthy do not run away from financial understanding. So this idea that you want to pay a financial advisor to manage your money for you, or that you're just paying the cheapest accountant to do your taxes for you, expecting that there's going to be some investment by them in your structure, is the part that we're sold, or that we lazily like accept, that it took me a long time to realize was part of the problem. I was so afraid of understanding money and how it worked that I probably, looking back, would have made a lot of different choices. So understanding the way money works is paramount to making smart choices. And you do need diversity in your portfolio, but what does that mean? Like, I love real estate. I used to hate 401ks. I'm like, I'm just not a stock market gal. Like, I know with real estate, it always goes up. 80 of the last 85 years, we've seen values go up, and we know which years we didn't, right? Like, they were really circumstances that will not be reproduced. So, and the people that gave up in during those early, you know, during 2008 in LA anyway, came to regret it. There was a lot of media hype around that. It's a long-term play. It's not a short-term play. It's not like, oh, I can just buy and sell in any market. So as long as you have some short-term and some long-term plays in your portfolio, you can make smarter choices. Now, what I recently learned is about how the truly wealthy use IRAs and real estate together. So there's so much always to learn about the structure in America, but my number one piece of advice for people just starting their financial careers, like maybe just out of college, is to lean fully into financial education, learn definitions, learn about the different types of accounts that there are, find out about different types of loan programs, first-time homebuyer programs, down payment programs, talk to somebody like me, but buy something where your rent is offset. If you're just a single person, there is no reason why you need a single family house. Get a duplex, get a two on a lot, get a four unit with an FHA 3.5% down loan. Go in with your friends. Like, there's so many options, no excuses. Learn money and how to make it work for you at any price point.
All right, this seems like a great time to take a quick break, but first I want to get your number, Francis.
Sure, it's 413-773-3333.
All right, such a great conversation. You can also go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess. We're back with Courtney Polis, and we're talking about real estate, how to get into it, how it can be your money power. Courtney is famous for helping women, especially. And where we left off was talking about, you know, get in at any, not at any cost, but get in when you can, no excuses, do a creative deal. Jess and I have talked about this many times on the air, about maybe starting with a plan A, plan B, start with a duplex and then move on to your dream home or whatever. Don't overbuy and get your mortgage and your other debts into our system so that you don't pay for the mortgage for 30 years, right? On the same money. So that's why I said we have to talk off camera a little bit because there's a lot of overlap here. But to that point, you have two new programs coming up. I want to make sure we leave time for AI because that's a hot topic, but will you tell us about your coaching programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year I'm launching Agent Beast Mode, which is a 5-day intensive, like 9-to-5, fully immersive, small class training program in certain major cities. It's going to be application only for agents who have done 5 or more deals and are feeling a little bit stuck, feeling like they're not getting what it is they need from their broker. They need a boost. You know, this is the training for them. Here's the thing. I come from an acting background. I don't know if you know that. One of the most powerful moments in my life was when I moved to Los Angeles, thinking that I was very talented and unique, like everyone. And I sat down in a acting class with a crazy man as an acting teacher, okay? And he assigned me a monologue, and I picked a monologue out of a monologue book, not knowing that that's a no-no. I didn't know that. It's like the stage elite, like you only can do like stage plays, not monologue books, but whatever. I go onto the stage, I do my monologue. I think I did okay. I sit down in the chair and he got this close from my face and he said, "If you don't have something to say," and I'll spare you the F word, but he said, "get the off the stage." And it hit me. It was so important. What he was saying to me is, "I'm untrained. I don't belong here yet." And I immediately went and got trained at a Meisner school for 2 years, okay? Here's how it applies to real estate. We are a people business. We have listening, we have responsiveness, there's emotional intelligence involved in it, but there's also reactivity. You have to engage with the other person, in an open house, in a Zoom meeting. You have to analyze what their fears are and address their concerns. There's an intelligence to sales that people who get in this industry never get critiqued on. So they're out there hosting open houses going, "Why is nobody choosing to respond to my email? How come nobody wants to be my client out of this? Why am I not getting leads from the neighbors to sell their house? I just met that lady yesterday and now the house next door is going up. Why didn't they call me?" And it's not actually a mystery. It's that nobody's telling you because nobody cares enough to actually give you the truth. You're missing the moment. Or every time somebody walks into the open house, your voice goes up an octave. Or when you're talking to them, you're rocking back and forth and you don't realize it. There are all these physical cues that people are just not getting. So it's a tough love workshop.
Swiveling back and forth.
Yes. It's hard for people to plant themselves in their power. This is what I've learned. Having trained agents now for 11 years, I've like boiled it down to the core basics: contract competency, open house effectiveness. But really, it really all is about emotional intelligence and learning how you appear for other people and figuring out how to pull different cards out of your deck in the different important moments in sales. And it's just a boost that I haven't seen any other training program like it. And it really works. It really works. So that's Agent Beast Mode. And then we also have Broker Beast Mode, which is essentially a facelift for broker owners who do not want to affiliate. So we were talking earlier about how the market is consolidating right now. You're seeing Element might be up for sale, and big brokerages are just kind of like clicking together. And that's what happens when the market's down. You'll see a lot of, mergers and acquisitions, and not every broker wants to do that. But they're like, "Where's my competitive edge? Where can I be competitive?" And so there's a deep dive into the market of each broker for Broker Beast Mode, and then we do an analysis of logo, branding, training, structures, systems. How can we be more efficient and effective and competitive in attracting and recruiting great talent that stays with you but also grows with you? And that's a big challenge in real estate. So these are my two new programs. I'm very excited about it. They're going to be, again, like kind of one-on-one to start with the Broker Beast Mode and then Agent Beast Mode, small group classes. So like no more than 10 agents in one class in major American cities. So we're building our list of students right now.
I love that this is based on knowledge, right? Where you cannot have people who don't know what they're doing, facilitating the sale of your largest purchase in life. Speaking of which, you are the author of Break Up With Your Rental. I love the title. Can you explain a little bit about the book?
Sure, absolutely. So, Break Up With Your Rental, the subhead is a Professional Woman's Guide to Building Wealth Through Real Estate, but it really applies to men and women. But a lot of us aren't trained on money when we're young. I wish that was part of our high school education. We
A
should
lot.
know this. Come on. Yeah, a lot, like the
Like
majority,
most.
like
Yeah.
most.
Right.
And we rent and we're just paying somebody else's mortgage. But usually it's because we don't have family money. We're working paycheck to paycheck. We come out of college loaded with debt. For a lot of people, you don't even go to college and you're just working. break up with your rental, or it goes through all these hurdles in real estate, you know, when you see other people doing it and you go, but I'm never going to be able to do that. Or I'm waiting for this moment to kind of gives readers many different pathways in. So we do discuss multifamily investing. Here's another one. You know, my company, Acme Real Estate, it has a niche in renovation resale, which is a term I coined because flipper sounds horrible and has this negative connotation of being right. cheap. But at Acme, we have in-house design. We know how to do appraisals for the most expensive house on the block. We have 2 decades of experience selling houses that have been flipped. And so we really improve the value. But you know what is always needed? Design help. A lot of flippers need design yep. help, and they can't afford a professional designer. They don't want to pay for that. So if you're somebody who wants to project manage and get and do some design help for a flipper for free up front, but then you get paid a portion of the sale at close, for example, there's mm-hmm. a way to make a chunk of money that you can use then as a down payment. Or really being creative with the first-time home buyer programs or down payment programs. And yeah. if you can't buy where you live, buy where you can. The East
That's right.
cash flows, the West Coast appreciates. We all know this. So you can absolutely buy a single-family house in Akron, Ohio for less than $100,000. Buy it, rent it out to some college students or whatever, and make $500 of profit on that house every month that can contribute toward your rent. You're already starting. And then once you get yourself a little bit more acclimated, you refinance, you take some cash out, you buy another one. You know, you got to start somewhere. But yeah. Break Up With Your Rental is meant to help people jump whatever objections they have created in their mind that aren't real. And all the while the objections are happening, the market's appreciating. So if you yeah. think it's touch now, out of reach, then it's going to be way more out of reach in 10 years when you think you're finally ready. It's like having a baby. You're never really ready. You just got to do it.
Yeah, I have to jump in, of course, just to caution people that I'm a big fan of real estate, right? That's how I started. That's how a lot of my people start. I do have a client who bought a house in Ohio for about $48,000, you know, and is fixing it up as she lives there. She moved there. She's like, I can't afford to live in New England. I'm moving to Ohio. So it's possible, but I do want to say it can be very appealing to have somebody just say, just go buy something and get rent. It has its challenges. You want somebody professional behind you doing this, somebody with knowledge who can say, yeah, there's a rental out here. Here's a company that might help to manage it because you're going to be 800 miles away. Or, you know, here's what to watch out for. Don't forget about your taxes and insurance. One of the things I love, I won't go on about it, but I've been pre-approved for this amount of money. Yeah, pre-approved is not approved. And they may not care about your taxes and insurance. They're looking at what your mortgage payment is going to be. And so there are a lot of things you really have to be careful of with that. But that being said, I love that you're empowering people to start doing something about this. And speaking of that kind of service, I have to segue into AI because you are working as an AI coach, and I have a feeling what your opinion is going to be similar to mine at the moment, but we have 2 minutes left. Can you tell us a little bit about AI?
So yeah. I just recently started a channel. It's on YouTube. It's called Real Estate AI Coach. We are growing, but basically on Real Estate AI Coach, I am reviewing all of the apps that real estate agents are being sold as AI solutions.
I've got a list of about a billion different things to join on your behalf. I'm joining them. Yes, I'm using my credit card to join them and then crying at night when I realized that I forgot to turn the subscription off.
And you know what I'm learning?
I still think it has work to do. Nothing's perfect yet, which is why I'm even doing this channel.
They are not ready for prime time, okay? The CMA that they have, like a lot of apps are like, we'll help you price the house. It's based on data that's bad. Because right. it can't read the images. It can't compare apples to apples. It doesn't understand tax record versus marketing square footage. It doesn't know which renovations are permitted, which aren't. It can't distinguish between laminate and hardwood floors. It's not there yet. AI, the main thing is that it's only as good as what goes into it. And so right. And yeah, and so if you're not putting good data in, you can't get good results out. AI is not going to replace real estate agents for the most important piece of our job. You can have it fill out a contract, perhaps, but you still got to check it. You can have it help you with marketing strategies, but just know every other agent who looks at it for marketing strategies, it's getting the same thing. And as a That's consumer, right. They can see when your postcard or your Instagram post has AI generated content.
Yeah,
consumers aren't fooled.
I agree.
So you still need to be in control of your career, your voice. AI cannot replace us. I was thinking of calling it Courtney versus AI after I did the first like four reviews. I'm like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. But yeah, so really I'm coaching people to use AI as a tool, never to replace a skill set.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Garbage in, garbage out. I won't go on about this either, but we have had to seal it off. We are working with AI. But we've been able to build something really amazing, but we had to seal it off. It has to be built on just our data, or you're going to get wrong answers, and we can't have that. It's supposed to be meant to enhance and provide better service, not to replace us. And I know there's a lot of fear out there that it will replace humans, but I think just like when everybody said, oh, the internet is going to replace humans and, you know, we're never going to have jobs again. We're just going to reinvent ourselves. And AI is great for some things, right? Great to help you with some tasks, but it's a starting point. Washington Post just did an article where they tested a bunch of different AI things. And what they found is Claude was good for this, ChatGPT was good for that, but none of them really had it all together yet. And in the end, you're absolutely right. We absolutely have to remember we are the humans. We are the ones with the real brain who put the data out there in the first place, and we have to discern what is good, bad, or otherwise. So I thank you very much for that and for staying with us through all of those topics. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This is a fun conversation. We could probably go on and on.
We could. Courtney, can I get some info on you, your email or phone number?
Sure. My email is Courtney@ACME, A-C-M-E, that's M as in Mary, -re.com. And my phone number is 323-919-0375. My website is CourtneyPolis.com. The company website is ACME-RE.com.
All right. And Frances, for you, your phone number?
Thank you. It's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Ram, on WHMP.
Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you. Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by...